For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver men's hockey team. A 5-3 win last night over Michigan Tech, joined by Noah Quinn. Scored the first goal last night. There is no doubt most teams are better when they're playing with a lead and scoring first. It's definitely true with this team. Do you know why?
No, I don't think there's any kind of secret ingredient, but yeah, I thought we played well throughout the whole 60 minutes. We're hard on their D and made them cough up pucks, and yeah, we ultimately capitalize on our chances, which is most important.
Walk us through the goal.
Yeah, kind of just was F2 on the forecheck. Casper was in hard and then came up the wall. Jutz just got a stick on it and went back down the wall, and then I was just calling it for it, and Casper found me in the middle, which was nice, and then yeah, just let it rip, and luckily it went in.
As a right-handed shot, you're able to hide a little bit better on that back post. Able to get maybe a little closer to the goal line and can't draw so much attention to yourself. Is that by design where you were?
A little bit, just trying to find that soft ice. And I think when that goalie's on the post and it comes out to the slot, and a one-timer is obviously hard to react to. So, yeah, luckily it worked out.
Coach always harps on, you know, I shouldn't just say Tom, but most coaches do, harp on doing little things right. He brought it up in the post game last night. He's like, yeah, you know, Jackson Judding keeps his stick on the ice, keeps the puck low, and you, boom, you score a goal. Have you gotten better at identifying those little things and making those become habits?
Yeah, for sure. I think when I first came here, that was definitely one of the things I lacked in my game, and I think I've definitely grown in that aspect. But yeah, no, like you said, Jackson keeping that puck in, it does go on the score sheet, but it definitely, that was a key factor, that goal. So it's super crucial.
I don't remember, and I didn't look up if you had played here last year. What's it like playing in this building?
Oh, it's awesome. The atmosphere is crazy. The student section, the fans, it's going crazy all the time. The band is awesome. It's just overall great experience.
As the opponent, you can feed off that too, right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, once we score a goal and it kind of settles that crowd down, it definitely helps us out and helped us out throughout the whole 60.
What would a sweep mean to this team at this point of the year with the struggles scoring goals that you've had the last month or so?
No, it'd be huge. We've kind of been in the trenches grinding and have had a lot of ups and downs the last 2 months, but yeah, no, it would be huge and lead into the bye weekend and then into the last four games. So yeah, it'd be awesome.
Goals have been a struggle. It happens. Do you guys as a collective group though feel you're far off from going on a heck of a run?
Yeah, I mean, we know what we got in the room, and we know what we can do, and we're super capable of it. So we're just trying to keep our foot on the gas the last couple of games and then leading into playoffs.
Best of luck.
Thank you.